Okay. How you went to America?
Your mom, I never expect that your dad is very serious now to your mom, which she wants to marry right away. And that's the time when your mom graduated right away
at college.
Yeah. And they plan to your dad will plan to marry him. And there is a love letter, a permission letter for us. Bad route. I don't know where it was now. I love your daughter. I don't want to be married. So we're shocked.
You remember? Yeah.
We never say no, we never say yes, but you accept. Okay. Anyway, you finish this college.
That's all you wanted, right?
For a plan.
Uh-huh.
So your daddy is one in Guam, going to go home and ask for the hand of your mom and permission to us.
Uh-huh.
And then right away, he planned all the to marry in church. Now, after the marriage, your dad went back to Guam because he's army, right?
Uh-huh.
That was the privilege where he could petition his wife.
Yeah.
So he wrote the papers of your mom, and 3 months, I think, 3 months only, he was already go to Hawaii.
Hawaii.
And then when your mommy was born, he petitioned us. 3 years only. One year only. We were already approved.
That's fast.
Very fast time. Very
so, it was fast. Like, what did you and Laura
talk about? But I don't like it. We don't like it. Yeah, because you know what? We have a business going in the Philippines, in the city. Good business. That's okay.
For
those who are bound. Yeah, we have lots of customers. There would be idea.
Really?
Yeah, the doctors, lawyers, we earn lots of, we have a nice business there.
Uh-huh.
So when that's the time when your mom and your dad petition us, your dad, your Lola, I don't have to leave. But I'm thinking of your titas in total. Your titas and your tito.
Yeah.
That's the opportunity. That's one thing I put in my head. So I sacrificed to support, to go. Your daddy, your mom is the one left.
Yeah.
Because of the total of kids.
So you went by yourself?
Yeah, first time.
Back
my dad, you know what, first time. Your Lola bought me a suit. I thought I'm thinking of America, a high standard like that, you have to wear suits, right? And then he said, so I don't bring all my clothes to
this?
Oh my gosh, it's expensive those clothes I have. I don't know where it goes now, but I have only 2 shirts and a suit on maybe body. Okay. So your Uncle Papa is the one who gives there for me to go to the state.
Okay.
I am scared because I'm alone. But in the second part I said, well, should I scared? It'll be strong. So the planning but I might be lost.
You might be lost?
Yeah. Because you know what? The flight it stopped over in Hawaii.
Yeah.
I don't stop over in Japan.
Oh, Japan. Okay.
You have to go down. You have to go the airport to stay for waiting for another flight going to Hawaii, right? So the one who is talking around, those flights once in a while, you have more time to stay, you can go around,
uh-huh.
and there is a bus there if you want to go out. But I never go out, I'm afraid. You know what in my pocket, how much is it? $5. No, this is a story. When I was in the plane from the Philippines, I'm alone, huh?
Uh-huh.
I just pray, a lot of mirrors, we just pray. Oh my God, he said, just help me, that I'll be safe, okay? So I'm excited, I'm scared, same time, whatever. Then, when it was already in the top, also the plane is back now.
Uh-huh.
I was scared because I peeked on the window.
Uh-huh.
It's already... I am already above in our cloud, and up and up above
the area.
No, I'm in the clouds.
You're in the clouds.
And then maybe I didn't eat well, and then I feel dizzy. I was about to vomit. My God, what do I do? I got people on my side. It's economy. Of course, lots of people, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's crowded. It's good because there's one woman,
uh-huh.
it's white one, a white person.
Yeah.
He knows that I'm pale.
Oh.
Yeah, what happened? In English, she's talking in English.
Yes.
So I'm going, I don't know what I am, so I'm going to vomit. I said, oh my God, she called me, flight attendant, and they gave me the... that brown paper.
Yes.
And to cover me.
Yes.
What to put in my mouth. Oh my God, that's so bad. Ah, and that woman, you know what, he helped me.
Yes.
He is a religious, I don't know, he's a Protestant.
A Protestant, okay.
He prayed for me, he read the Bible for me.
Really?
When I saw it's a Protestant. God, thanks, anyway, it helps.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry. You relax. She helped me relax until we reached Japan.
Oh, okay.
Now we were in Japan. Have to go back. I don't know. We are separated already for
uh-huh.
4 months. So I don't know. I'm just pretending that I know everything.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know where to go.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm afraid I might get lost.
No.
So I have to show your ticket.
Are you taking
me up for where I'm going? Who are you? What? You know what I did? I looked for a same Filipino.
Uh-huh.
To get my friends. So I found a group of Filipinos also petitioned by parents.
Uh-huh.
They're younger than me.
Okay.
This is the first time too.
Uh-huh.
So I talked to them as a Filipino, Tagalog.
Uh-huh.
And then she said, said to me, is this your first time to hear? I was petitioned by my Tagalog. But I'm Tagalog.
Yeah.
Okay. We too were petitioned by my mom.
Uh-huh.
So do you know where we're gonna go? They need our passport. Just our passport.
Yeah.
Too. To represent that you are going to Hawaii or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Oh, gosh. It is bad. We went to that guy who's there in that door.
Uh-huh.
Asking, presenting my passport.
Uh-huh.
They said to me, are you going to Hawaii? That's what I heard.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, well. It's a white guy.
Okay.
When you talk is so flat, I can understand. So okay, you go to the section, you just sit down and listen to, just listen your number, your flight number, like that, no?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm just answering yes, but oh my God, what is this now? So yes, yes, you go. That's why I say okay. I didn't say okay because I don't know yet.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yes. In my mind, I said, where shall I go? Because the three the three guys that I said to you is Filipino. I don't know where they go to.
Because
they're going to, not in Hawaii.
California?
Yeah, California.
Okay.
And Florida.
Florida. Oh.
They're separated.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, I'm hungry already. It's night time. My flight is still not I saw the restaurant that the restaurant or whatever that they say hamburger or whatever. I don't know what that. I said I had only $5. I saw the prices. You could buy $3 and $0.50 like that. $4 only the burger, small one, no soft drinks. My God. But I could not eat too because I don't feel good.
Yeah.
I don't feel like eating. Maybe the other woman on my side said, what happened to you? There's a Filipino. I said, nothing. Okay. Why, what do you want? Do you want to buy something? Yeah, I am ashamed to say that I have only $5. I said, I know nothing. I just, in a way, we're going to go now, we're leaving now.
Uh-huh.
I said, I was leaving now, going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Now I was about to pee.
Uh-huh.
I looked for the restroom. Do you know what? The airport is like my escalator going down.
Uh-huh.
I was already lost. I don't know where to go back. And then I saw the restroom.
Uh-huh.
I saw that Japanese man, old man, cleaning.
Uh-huh.
I said to him, excuse me, she don't know how to speak English too?
Uh-huh.
That Japanese woman?
Uh-huh.
I'm asking her where is the woman's bathroom, because the man's was the one just separated. I was the one, and then I'm looking for the woman's.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh.
It's
hard for them? Yeah, only don't know what to tell me.
Oh.
Oh my God, what life I was encountering in my life going to Hawaii. Oh, this is fun. This is the world to go to Europe. Now the time. I never leave the airport. Not the airport, but I didn't go out.
Yeah, yeah.
I just sleep. Then we're now in Hawaii. Okay, in Hawaii. But we just show up petition papers.
Uh-huh.
I suppose from the passengers, so just from the tourists.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm the last one.
You're the last one.
Your mommy and your dad is scared raising. You wish no mommy. I'm the last passenger to go out. They have a garland to put the garland for me. And they're worried why mommy is not coming
out.
Because I'm the last one. They check up my petition paper.
Uh-huh.
And we wait there for a long time. They don't check right away. They have to sit down and wait for another, because there's a lot of
people. There's a lot of people, yeah.
I'm the last one. Your mommy's area, oh my gosh, mommy, where are you now? He's looking for us for me. And they show me the happy, oh mom, they're there. Oh, I have a shoe. I'm hungry. I'm so dizzy. Then they brought me in their house. He said, Toto, what do you want to like? He said, well, that is still what you call that? Dizziness.
Uh-huh.
I don't feel good. You know what they buy for me?
What?
It's Kentucky. It's oily.
Uh-huh.
I cannot eat. Because of the food is greasy.
Yeah.
You never eat.